Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 68. Today is Saturday, May 19. No, it's not.
Oh, no. It's the 20th.
Isn't it? It's 20.
Yep.
Okay. Because I was going to say, it's Sunday 21st here. So it's May 20th, 2017, for anyone who's not a future girl like me. I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone, over there.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good evening.
Exactly. How you doing?
Doing okay. How are you doing? Rawr.
How am I doing? I'm doing good. Doing good. I've been busy. This is my second podcast today.
Mm-hmm. Wakey, wakey.
Yes, I was very early and got to go play on Chaos Portal podcast with MacGyver and LeGrayson for a couple hours, which was a lot of fun. And so that was very, very, very cool. So now I get to sit down and have a chat to you. So yay!
Let me do this now. I was thinking about not doing it now, but then rather just do it now. So if you look at the screen, for people that are only listening, I'm going to edit the poop out of that because that's ridiculous. I will. There's times where I will do an edit, and that is going to be one of them. So actually, I probably could have swore too, because it won't matter, right? If you're looking at the screen, if you're not, we have two photos up. One is Bob. Bob, we let him go outside, and within 2 minutes, he caught a mouse. It's just, you know, like what?
Go, Bob.
Like, we put the thing on him, like the leash, and off he goes. And about 2 minutes after, my son goes, Bob has a mouse. Like, we just let him out. And there he is. So he played around with him, and the mouse is dead now. So Bob didn't eat him because cats don't usually eat mice. They just play with them until they're dead. And Bob has food inside the house, so he doesn't need to eat them. He just kills them for fun. Attaboy, yep. Bob. One less Good mouse Bob. Out there. Well, I mean, one less mouse out there means one less mouse that could potentially come inside the house. And I'm not worried about mice inside the house because, well, we never had a problem before. And even if we did now, Bob will get them. So the other photo is a friend of mine named Ross that you can see the flag on his screen. Older, that is a flag that I bought for him about 2 years ago because he is like myself, where he also has ALS. We found out on Friday that he passed on Thursday morning. And it was due to what he had. So, So we almost, you know, didn't have a show because even now I'm still sad because, you know, he's out of everybody that I go to my group with. He and I were the ones that would get along the most. Like it's like, he's like 12, but he's, I don't know how old he was. He was 76 or something. Yeah. But his brain was like me. So we got along really, really well. He passed. He's gonna be missed, that's for sure. We have a We have a memorial for him on Wednesday. So I was thinking I might not do a show, but then I'm like, well, I know if he ever found out, not that, you know, he could find out, I'm just saying, if he ever saw that, he'd be like, what the hell is your problem? And I'm like, okay, fine. So yeah, let's just get her done. And I thought this would be a good way to, you know, talk a little bit about it. So, yeah, Ross, I will. Anyways, so, yeah, I guess I should have done Bob last, because Bob would have been a good go Bob. So Bob caught a mouse.
It's all good.
Yeah. So Bob caught a mouse.
Bob caught a mouse. Exactly.
That's his first but mouse.
I'm
of
sorry
the
you lost your friend. It's. Yeah, commiserations obviously to his family and to his friends. So we're thinking of you and them at this time. But what you've just done for ALS should be a wonderful reminder. How much did you raise last week? Like, oh my gosh, you did so well. Over 3,000?
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, as a little tiny tribute to him, what everything you did last week for the 24-hour stream, how fantastic's that? And I hope that research and that will definitely help you out in, you know, in the future. So, but yeah, look at Bob. Bob looks evil. With the mouse.
When Bob...
Look at that look.
The look to me was like, I've got this. This one's mine. Get your own.
Yeah.
There was actually a point where he had it and we could hear the mouse squeaked. And Bob was growling. Like... and you hear... So... I'm thinking that was probably the point where the mouse was realized that playing like he's dead isn't going to work. And maybe he needs to get the heck out. And Bob's like, oh, you're moving? Crunch.
Yeah. Oh.
No, there was no gore, anything like that. He's fully whole. So typically how a mouse dies with a cat is either they'll get squished because of the ribs will get crunched, right?
Yeah.
Or they will die from a heart attack because,
I had a giant thing and I was like in its mouth being, you know, being dragged around and just about ready to get chomped on, I'd probably have a freaking heart attack as well. So, yeah. But he does look like super evil Bobcat.
Yeah.
He could have his own little name. But
Old Bob.
Anyway.
Okay.
Bob. Go Bob.
Bob.
So what have you been doing in game? You managed to get the body back to a state of normalcy, perhaps?
Normalcy, yeah. Definitely not feeling as heavy and tired as I was before, so it's taken a bit, but you know, it's better. So it's been about a week, right? It's been a week? Yeah. At this time last week, I was like, I'm gonna die. But yeah, I'm definitely better. I'm a little sore still, but not as tired and lethargic as I was before. And again, the only term I can really, really come up with is feeling heavy. Just everything feels heavy. Like you try to get up and move, you're like, oh, no. Anyway, so, I think there was only 2 days or one day. One day, I know I didn't do my dailies on Saturday.
Mm.
No, on the Sunday. I didn't do them on the Saturday/Sunday, okay? Because I knew I was going to mess something up and I'd die. I did them before they reset while I was still kind of in one piece. And so I I've been doing the Quel'Danas Alias plus Plants vs. Zombies, or should I say, what was it? Sunflower versus Ghouls or something, right? Is that what it's officially called? Because I can't call it Plants vs. Zombies, otherwise I'll get in trouble. And the Winter Spring Cub. And I did a few more of the quests up in that Blackwind / Skethys, you know, little spot in Terrakar Forest. And I started doing some of the quests. So I did the first Shadow Elixir quest. And that one was okay. And the website will cover it because you need to use one Elixir of Shadow. Okay? And you can use one and kill everyone that you need to do. And there's three named mobs and they're all up. The only time...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't recommend doing it if there's somebody else around trying, you know, to do the same quest, because you don't, because if you get it, if you have to use the elixir twice, then you're likely going to be red flagged. So don't do it if there's somebody else around. What I did do is that I kept doing quests all the way up until Adversarial Blood. And then I noticed that part of the chain had taken me to Shadrath, and that took off the Elixir of Shadows buff. And I was like, okay, that's fine, because I've already turned in the other quest and it's all good. But I was hoping that I could keep that buff and continue on, because I knew I was going to have to go into that Shadow Realm again. And this time, the quest needs you to get 40 scrolls and kill four things. And if you go use the elixir, you only have 20 minutes. And I was like, well, I do overpower it, but I don't want to take a chance. Because as soon as you take that elixir, if you can't complete the quest, then you're done. Mm. Right? And I'm not going to lose my iron just on that. So we'll talk more about it in the site news too, because I discovered something about that particular quest with the site. On Tuesday, it was kind of funny. It was the first time that I did all of my dailies and I didn't level. I was man. So I think I started at like level 74 and 3%. And then I ended up at level 74 and 95.05%. So it's like 4.5% away from getting level 75. I was like, man... Come on. Like, things dying quickly. And anyway, so what else? The Ethereal Quest. At level 75, I tried to do the Ethereal Quest up in Netherstorm because I was hoping to open up another Shadrath daily, but I think I'm getting them mixed up. Because I know that there's a daily to take you up there to look for a herb or something. In one of those purple jungle zone thingies up in there, but I don't know which one it was, so it didn't open up anything for me. So then I didn't bother. I noticed at level 76 the dailies got their first XP hit, so. Some quests were giving me 10,300 XP per quest, and then now they're like 8,500 or 8,300 or something. And then the ones that were giving 8,500 now only give 8,100, now they're giving like 6,000 something. So it's like they got like a 25% nerf now that I'm six levels higher. And it's, I think today I leveled again without hitting level 77, and I ended up at level 76 and 87%. It was like 13%. Wow. So 13%, then level 77, I'm going to start going back into Northrend again. Cause I could still do the dailies at level 77. It just, it will take four days, I think, versus one or two. because it's because at level 77 the XP will get hit again. So
okay,
now it's kind of forcing me to get up into Northrend and stuff, and I'm a little bit nervous because I haven't done that stuff. But I'm using the guide by Never Died and Roguester and that, so I'm trying to play it safe as much as I can.
Okay.
And tomorrow, and I've been doing my dailies pretty good, except for times where I really don't feel like I'm doing it. So level 77 should be tomorrow, I hope. And and we'll see where we go from there. Could be next week I'll be like, wah, wah, flip table. This challenge, blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
Fair enough.
So that was
well,
my...
Well, you can only but try.
And this is also on my contest tune, which I don't like the name of it. Roguester says at level 77, fly over to the Argent tournament and start those non-combat dailies. Oh, the non-combat dailies are safe. I hate the Argent tournament so much. I hate it so much. I hate the...
Yeah, but if it gives you XP.
Oh, I know, but I don't like
so
how
you
the
can
jousting
joust.
I hate the jousting stuff.
Oh please, jousting was like the best thing ever.
Horrible.
It was so much fun. I love jousting. I hated it at first, but once I got the hang of it, oh, so good.
I hated it back then, and I hate it now. Nothing has changed.
Oh, I love it.
Nothing has changed. I love it. What did you do this week? Because you were like, did I do anything this week? I don't know.
I know.
So why don't you tell us, did you do anything? Tell us about your stuff, I'm going to eat my hick grease sticks. Go ahead.
That's all I'm saying about that. So I did manage to play. I'm not looking at you right now. I played my Bloodthirsty, my little Bloodthirsty. So Bloodleater, who's a Night Elf Hunter. I had hit level 20 the other week, and I took her right through to 21. So I had her in Lock Modan, but I took her into Wetlands, and I was killing, you know, around that first little section where there's like dwarfs in that little flight point area.
Where?
And into Wetlands from the bottom.
Okay. Yeah.
There's that little encampment.
Yep.
And there's like the water elementals, and then there's those like slimy things, and then a little bit further up there's spiders. Well, I was killing the water elementals, but I was like, this is a bit boring. So I went and got the next flight path at the, you know, like the Night Elfy town near where the orcs, you know, the orcs try and invade it. And then I thought, yeah, I don't want to be going around trying to kill the whelplings for the moment, because it's awfully close to the orcs, and the orcs were a level 25 from memory. I know they were like orange, and I was like, it's a little bit too, you know, it's a little bit too much. So I thought, well, I'll go to the next one. So I went over to the next flight path, which is up on that side of that hill. And it's just before you go into, you know, where the fossils, where you go looking for the dinosaur fossils and the raptor stuff. And I was like, yeah, well, I could go kill those things. And I was like, nah. Okay, I'm going to go to Menenthal Harbor. So I took off to Menenthal Harbor and got a flight path, reset my hearth there. And I was like, well, I could go into the water. And I could kill, you know, there's all those fishy things outside, the sharks I think it's the sharks, the crabs, and there might have been something else. But I was like, well, then I'm not, you know, there's certain things. What if I die because I'm underwater? And I was like, yeah, that's probably taking my life into my own hands a little bit too much. So I went, Murlocs. Murlocs. Let's go slaughter Murlocs. So that's what I did. So I went back up the road, and all those Murlocs, I slaughtered them over and over and over until I dinged level 21. So that was very good. And I managed to get two rares. There was one rare Murloc. I got him. And there was another rare over at near that first encampment in the water. There's a little island part in the water, and there's a rare that spawns there, and I managed to kill that one too. So that gave me quite a few, because I think it gave me like 8 bars. 6 or 8 bars or something. Wow. For each. I was like, whoa, yeah. This nice. Is awesome. So, so getting the two rare kills was good. And then I just killed Murlocs and Murlocs and Murlocs and Murlocs and Murlocs. So that was good. So that's all I did on my challenge turns, because it kind of been a bit busy doing something else.
I was a bit busy doing something else too.
So that's it. But thank goodness the something else is now finished, and I can actually concentrate on other things, which would be good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. Something else. Yeah, I totally understand that. I think I did 7 hours of something else in total, not all at once, because there's no way. Yeah, it was good.
Mm.
Okay.
Was good.
Cool. So you killed lots of Murlocs, which is really good.
Mm-hmm. Mm, lots of Murlocs. Technically, I should have like completely annihilated the Murloc population in Wetlands with all the Murlocs that I killed. However, not to be the case, because I come back and they're all respawned. And I'm like, really? I've just killed all the little buggers and they're all back again. So it's a good, but it's a good spot because I'm getting cloth and I'm getting coin. So I'm like, yeehaw, I'm really excited about killing Murlocs. So very, very cool. So yeah, so that's been my week with the challenges. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to go on with the news? Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. I don't know why I'm laughing. I don't know why I find it so funny, but apparently it's the funniest thing to me. It just...
Yeah. I know why you're laughing.
Why? No, I don't know. I honestly... Why do you think I'm laughing? Because...
Because what we were doing yesterday.
Oh.
Okay. Because you always get up me for what I call it, so that's why I thought that you're snickering.
Why would I snicker
because
about
what I call it?
It's just the little girl's name.
That's right.
Why would anybody snicker about that?
Because people have different ideas about it, obviously. we had Squirt Day yesterday, which is Squirt for Garrison, Warlords Garrison, Pet Menagerie.
Squirt was up,
but not only that, Squirt was up, and it is Critter Week. So XP was crazy good with leveling pets. You can take a pet from level 1 to level 25 in 2 pet battles.
Save it for the
That's
show.
Why. Okay. Yes. Yes. Oh, I have
once
got.
You get her started.
I have got some stories to tell.
It's
That's
go,
all I'm saying. Huh? I've got 5 pages of notes that I get to tell Stone about Thursday.
I'm not calling in on Thursday. You can run this show on your own. I'm just gonna sit there.
That's only 5 pages, just about Squirt Tech. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Anyway, let's do the news.
Okay. No.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay, so there news in the World of Warcraft. Nothing really big. Apparently there was a spoiler with the King Anduin thing, but I'm like, well, if you played the Broken Shore, it's not a spoiler because it's been out for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but only isn't that only Alliance side?
I guess.
I've not seen it. Don't tell me.
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say, but I guess it's a spoiler if you play Horde.
Well, right? I'm slowly leveling my Alliance Warlock so I can see that, but
so,
you know.
We've got two things we want to cover that are happening in not really necessarily World of Warcraft, but in our World of Warcraft sphere?
Stuff. Sphere? Resources? First one? Well, resources.
Oh, resources?
I'm thinking I was gonna say sphere. One of the places we go.
The sphere.
Sure. Whatever. The
sphere. Yep. It's a good thing you can't listen to that.
Yeah, I know. Sphere. I was just
because lying. Otherwise, clean tag for sure. And then, how do you edit that out, right? What? So, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, so we were fortunate to get a Wowhead premium key from Perculia and Wowhead. And we want to give it away. So basically, how you can win this is, the premium key is like no ads, right? It turns off all the ads for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So, I will say that I cannot win. Well, I couldn't win anyways. Because I have it, everyone else is fair game. If you already have a key and want to win the key to give to somebody else that you know that doesn't have it, that's fine too. Basically, it's going to be anybody that's active in the chat. So you have to be active in the chat. You can say anything you want. And I'm looking at Nightbot right now. So if you type stuff in, Nightbot is apparently looking to enter as well. Let me mark Nightbot as not being allowed to win. And this is moderators as well, because I don't know if you have it or not. This should be a completely random thing.
Mm.
Alright, so I see Azzy. I'm not looking at the chat. I'm just looking at... Or maybe I should check. Then Path. Yeah, I see Path coming up. Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to... Whoa. Okay. Yeah, it's picking people up, so that's cool. Asking something.
Nice.
You're kind of surprised by his tweet? I don't understand. It would be funny if Nightbot won. It's actually funny you say that if Nightbot won. When I was running the test with it, Nightbot won.
Nightbot won.
Yeah, I was like, exactly. What? Nightbot, you can't win. Yeah, so...
It was hilarious.
Nightbot tells better jokes than Stir. Yeah, Stir, I got your jokes. I don't know if they're really puns. I don't know if they're really puns. Like, oh, Terwinkle's tweet. What's Terwinkle's tweet?
Well, I think we can can't we just open it up to jokes and puns?
Sure.
Let's open it all up to all those kind of things.
But they've got to be really bad jokes. Like, really, really bad.
You want bad ones. Yeah. I'm hopeless in telling any of that kind of stuff. So, there's new stuff on the Blizzard Gear Store. There we go.
So what happened with the... What? Oh, see? That one's bad. That one is a bad pun, but it's good.
Which one? The one Azzy said?
Azzy just said it, yeah. I think I'm going to...
Yeah, keep that one.
Yeah, I'm going to keep, yeah, keep that one. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay. Sorry, man. Let me just add this in. So anybody else want to enter? You just type in anything in the chat. Anything at all. Doesn't matter. It will pick you up. At least it looks like it works right now.
Clean.
So,
anything clean.
Well, if you don't type in anything clean, then you're going to get kicked. So
that's right.
I just, you know, whatevs.
Whatevs.
Okay. Whatevs? Whatevs. Oh, Nisi says it was about our Bloodthirsty challenge as to if we should go Horde or Alliance. I don't think there's going to be much of a challenge, to be honest, but that's just me. Just saying. A friend of mine tried to annoy me with bird puns, but I soon realized that two can play at that game. Yep. There's a bro fist. Okay, I'm going to start... I'm gonna roll it. So okay. I've got everybody is allowed to win right now except for Nightbot, and this better work. If it doesn't work, I'm sorry. Here we go. Roll it. So apparently Zortz won.
Zortz!
Congratulations, yay! Zortz. Zortz. I'll what? Give you
what?
The where is the key? I know I have it right here now. Somewhere. Right there.
I've got the code.
Okay, I've got it. Well, don't too late. Use
I'm
it.
Gonna use it.
Don't use it. Can I message him? From
I've already got it.
I don't know how to. Like, I click on send message.
Sort. Woo!
The key. It will take off ads from Wowhead.
It so, gives you like full access to Wowhead with all the, without all the,
yeah,
the other stuff.
So I just whispered you the code. So you plug that in, and it should be wherever. I don't know where to do, so that should be it.
Just going to sign up, make an account. I think you can link it. You can also link it to...
post the key here.
Your Battle.net, I yes. think, but I yep. don't know. I,
yes, you can.
I don't think I tried to do that, so...
Yeah, you did, and yeah, it works. So, Zortz, let me know if it works. Let me know if it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, I'll... talk to Prakrulia about it, but it should work if you just copy and paste it. So the other thing,
cool.
The other thing is that Seraphis and Zia are putting together, and Ro are putting together, and Belle, she's involved too this year, and there's a whole bunch of people. Okay, it's just people, everyone is putting together Calm Before the Storm, and they've asked us to play it because they're very close to wrapping up their Kickstarter. So I'm going to play their thingy, if I can find it. Wow. Here we go. Podcasting professional. Oh, yeah.
Hey, this is Heather and Dave, organizers for our fifth annual event, Calm Before the Storm. This event means the world to us and the community. And for the last 4 years, none of this would be possible without you. Since 2013, when we began as World of Podcast, every year we have been humbled by the kindness of people in this community.
On Thursday, November 2nd, we plan to return with World of Podcast, our amazing fan art gallery featuring over 200 pieces of unique art, our meet and greet where content creators like Bajira, esports team like Method, and celebrity personalities like Malik Forte, Pamela Horton, and Michelle Morrow have mingled with fans.
Our Kickstarter is currently in full swing. We want to hit our stretch goals to get a larger space, which includes a Frog Pants and A-Move TV meetup, plus potentially some other stretch goal surprises.
Thank you for taking the time to check out our campaign and for your continued support. Help us kick off BlizzCon celebrations this year at Calm Before the Storm 2017. Party by fans, for fans. For more information, please visit kickstarter.calmbeforestorm.com.
Cool. Cool.
Cool.
Cool beans.
Yeah.
Okay, site news? Site news?
Site news! Hmm.
Is
Adversarial anything? Blood Quest. There you go, I said it! Yay!
Hey, you did it! You did it!
I did it! Good! Oh. What's this about? I have no idea.
Okay, so as I was saying, as I was trying to level up and doing all those extra quests and stuff, I noticed that the adversarial blood quest, you know how we usually allow you to do to use in elixir for a quest if the quest requires it. So this quest absolutely says use this and then you go kill XYZ. So the thing is that I, you know, before I went to go on any quest that required me to do that, I would check, is it in the code? Is a little is the little quest number for this one is 11885. Is this thing in our code to make sure that it's okay? And it was not. It was not in the code. So I don't know why. This is I guess like a gap or something that was missed from day one. I don't know why, but it wasn't there. So when I finish this, I'm going to go back to something else that we didn't cover. Basically, I've added the quest in so that you are allowed to get this done. I still wouldn't, I would say don't bother. I don't think it's worth it. You still have to get 40 scrolls in 20 minutes on the one elixir.
Right.
I don't think it's worth it, but I will add the support for it, if you know what I mean, right? So that's been fixed. As far as I know, nobody's finished this quest and gotten flagged. So if you did, let me know, because it should be, I should be able to check it out. Filter paging, let me just finish this one up quick. And so basically, Five Iron, let me know that, you know, if you filter the list, so let's say you want, let's say you click on Worm Rest Accord and you go look at every iron that's on that list, and there's actually a little page drop down. So if you go click, okay, I want to go look at page 3 of that list, it will actually reset the filter. So now you're looking at page 3 of everyone again. So I fixed it. It was on my list of things to do. I just kind of forgot. it somehow came off my list of things to do. So that should work now. That's it for site news. I think the other thing we didn't mention is next week there is a Glowcap Festival. That's from May 27th to 28th. So it's one day.
Oh, we've got another new one.
Yeah,
okay.
It's one day and it should be live at the time that we are on the air. So that's why I wanted to say it now. I'm sure it's going to be an Outland over in the... what's it called? The Zangarmarsh?
Zangarmarsh, yeah.
I'm sure it'll be over there. I don't know what it's about, so just be cautious, especially if you're leveling in Outland. Hopefully there won't be any 110s or anything like that. That would be horrible if they added 110s into Outland. I mean, Outland is bad enough, but thanks. So that's it for that part.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that.
You know what? We got to talk about next week. Yep.
Next week.
Yep. I'm just looking at my, if you go look at the podcast overview document. Yep. You'll see. So that's it for news and all that stuff. Yeah. So just be cautious. Let me bold it. Bold it for you and underline.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? Okay. So yeah, we'll figure it out after the show. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we want to move on?
Sure. Yeah, okay. We're going to do State of the Challenges now. So let's go. We've got irons. So irons. Here we go. So we've got Belikov, hit 83, never died, war, 84, Never Died Rage, 85, Anabolic, 86, Never Died Ply. Is that Pally?
Pally.
Is that for his Pally?
Yeah.
Right. 88, Drevendru.
Yeah.
94, 73, hit 100. Nice. Oh, that's exciting.
Congratulations.
Trickster hit 102. Yayster. Xplython hit 105. And Never Died Shah hit 107. Oh, my gosh.
So Never Died is
Never Died. Seriously.
Be, yeah, he's
one,
got one,
two, three, four, five. Five tunes.
He's looking to top. Be the first shaman to ever get it done. Ever.
Wow. Wow. Go Never Die. That is fantastic. God, he's a machine. That is fantastic. Alrighty. Well, well done. Well done, Irons. That's awesome. Okay, you're doing the bloods this bloods. Week.
I'm blood. Okay. So we have another soul at level 39. No quest for I died at level 40.
Oh.
Sorry. Soul Shot hits level 42. Calamoon hits level 45. Soul Shield hits level 46. Conjured Soul hits level 48. Genetics hits level 58. Tire Iron hits level. It's, I don't know why I find that so funny, but level 66. Vadum hits level 70, and Bent Grinder hits level 76. Congratulations. And this wasn't the Nisi show that it. There was 4 out of 6, so 40%. I don't know. So.
Hmm. No, it's still, you know, she's leveling. I know she's been busy leveling. Grats. Yeah. Grats all the bloods. That's good. It's nice to see we've got a lot of people, you know, giving it a go, which is awesome. And commiserations of it, obviously. So to the one we lost. But let's have a look at our pacifists for this week. So we've got Never Died PCI.
Yeah.
PCI
card.
Hit 41. It's again. He's doing the pacifist as well as everything else he's leveling. A machine. Seriously, he is a machine. Like, he's not human, is he? Never died. You'd amazing. All righty.
I don't know.
Skugsnacken?
Yeah.
Skugsnacken died at 42.
I would say it's Skugsnacken.
A translation.
Skugsnacken. Or maybe he couldn't do sneakin', so he's like Skugsneakin'. Yeah. But
I don't
snacking,
know.
Snacking on
wow.
herbs.
It's an interesting name. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Patchouli 6 hit 48.
Nice.
Harry Up 53. Organ Grinder 63. Huey Hamster hit 69. My favorite. Schnuffle Dips hit 73.
I thought you were talking about the other thing. I was like, wow,
no.
This is podcasting no. gold.
No, Schnuffle Dips is still going.
Okay.
They hit
yeah.
73. That's mm-hmm. awesome. Nathani?
Yep.
Nathani died at 75.
Sorry.
Ow.
Yep.
Oh, commiserations. Flower Child hit 82 and Fair Ellen hit 83. Fair.
Nice.
Woo. Go, go, go. That is awesome. Well done, everyone. Okay. Let's have a look at our tins.
Okay.
What?
I just, yep. Iron Freck is level 40, died 2 more times. Chris hits level 58. Winzilla got added to the list at level 60 with 1 death, and then got flagged for putting on a metric poop ton of heirloom gear. So I don't know. Maybe they thought you're allowed to wear heirloom gear as part of the Tin Man, but no. Tarman is at level 60 now, still has not died. Out Rogueister is level 60, also has not died. Awayan is level 80, also has not died. Baztur is level 85. Anabolic is level 86, also with no deaths. Trickster is level 102, also did not die yet. And Xayah Monk is at level 107 with one extra death. This before I move on to the next thing, the speed to 60, there was no changes, so we still got the top 10. We had a new number 12, but I only do the top 10. So for the Tin Man, I think what we were going to do, and if you care at all, let me know. When somebody hits 110, I think I'll put them on the victory podium if they've got, like, if they've died, like, once, maybe twice. But I think if you're at 110 and you've died 105 times, let's just say, okay, I don't know if that is necessarily worthy of being on the victory podium, right? I kind of view that list, that group as the perfect group kind of thing, right? If you have an opinion on it, let me know. I have not actually written the code yet. It's not a big deal to write. It's just I haven't done it because nobody's been close, but now we are getting folks up there, so let me know. Kavar is like the tin podium. The tin isn't podium worthy. The tin list is sufficient. I think if you make it with zero deaths, maybe one. I don't know. Because it's a completely different thing, and it's like a watered down iron, right? So I don't know. I'm on the fence. I mean, I can completely understand how you can say that's not worthy of it because you have irons that haven't died once, and then you're going to have somebody else on that same list that has leveled up but is allowed to die and is allowed to pick talents and all. It just, yes, it's not the same thing, right? So I completely understand it. It's just I kind of want to give a podium reward for somebody that hasn't died. But like I said, the code's not done yet, so not sure. Again, speed to 60, no changes. That's about it.
Is that it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Taka, taka, taka.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of typing, I set up my webcam to blare a horn anytime something moved in front of it, because whenever I go to sleep,
Bob is going up
there and grabbing you and having his way with you. Okay, like really lead having his way with you. Yes, lead a koala. Well, same diff, right? So. So I put up the alarm, right, and it's loud. Okay, so all of a sudden you hear burr, and I'm not gonna play it here because it's really, really loud. So so it went off, and I was like, and I'm looking at the time, I'm like, it's 4:22 in the morning. I'm like, that little bugger. So I actually got up, and I have a video of him crouching down because of the sound just went off, and he's on the keyboard, and you could hear him tap 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 tap, and he's probably like, "Turn the sound off! I'm gonna get caught." Yeah, busted.
Oh my god!
And Lita's up there going like, "Hey, sucker, can't touch this anymore.
Can't touch this." Yeah, that's hilarious. Again, you could put these up on Funniest Time Videos, whatever it is.
I didn't quite get enough of him. It was more you can see his back to be like going down. So it wasn't enough. Like, there's nothing much to really see, but you can hear type, type, type. What are you doing? get off my keyboard.
So mm.
yeah.
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 All right. Well, cool. That's fascinating. Thank you for that stone.
I had to throw something in there because I knew you were trying to type something. And
yeah. Thank
cool.
you.
Cool.
Thank you. I was just updating you on that thing.
Oh, awesome.
I was going to say though, obviously commiserations to all the challenges that we lost this week.
Yep.
It's always hurts just that little bit extra when we lose one, but well done to everyone who leveled. Yep. Give yourself all a pat on the back.
Congratulations.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's go on to chit chat. Okay. Ask us anything. Questions about the challenges, share tips, tricks, all those kinds of things that we like to share. We like to share. Anyway. Are you going to read?
Do you want to say something? Oh, I thought you were going to say something about that other thing.
Do you want me to? Well, I was going to say.
Oh, do you want to?
I will talk about, I do want to talk about something actually, which it's chit chat. It's not actually about bequests or potential disastrous areas in game. All I want to mention is that everyone knows that we've got social media and we've got things that we like to use. And of course, having a Discord channel, having Twitter, all those kinds of things is good. Keeps communication. We like to have a bit of fun, etc. But if you've noticed in our Discord channel in particular, one of the rules is we live by is Will Wheaton's rule. And if you don't know what that is, I'm going to tell you right now. Pretty muchly, it's don't be a dick. Okay? So if you're coming into Discord, just don't be silly about chatting with people, posting things, anything like that. Just be mindful, be respectful. That's the only thing that we ever ask. If you're not going to be mindful or respectful, then you will get banned. I'm just putting it out there because we're not going to have some crap in a so-called safe space for us to be able to discuss our life, discuss our wowing, all of that kind of thing. So I'm just letting you know that it's not going to be tolerated. So, and obviously we have got Discord and there are other places that if the same thing is happening, we're not tolerating any of that garbage. Okay. So that's my little, what do you call it? PSA. Whatever you want to say, but just please be respectful. We love the fact that everyone likes to try the challenges and we have got this place that you can come and you can talk to people about, but be respectful of other people, be respectful of what you post. And most importantly, just don't be a dick. That's it. Over you, Stone.
That's why I put that rule up. It's really simple. Just don't be a dick. So, yeah. Okay.
I feel like it should be snapping.
You said that way better than what I ever thought. I was going to be like, flip table. I don't know. Mm. Yeah. Whatever happened last night, I didn't think it was a big deal. I just, we're just not the place where you want to post that crap. That's all. See ya.
That's right. So, and again, this has not come from a particular thing. It's just, once again, you know, just putting it out there. We have people that listen to the show that might not realize. And it's just be mindful, be respectful. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. And don't be a dick about any of this, asking questions, guild chat, the same thing. You know, we try and we're a fairly family friendly guild over on Wormrest Accord, correct? So I think, you know, maintain that kind of level. If you want to go to a different level, well, go create your own, you know, space for that. And, but yeah, it's just not being tolerated. We see a lot of ridiculous crap going on in social media at times, and we don't need it with the things that we do. So I'm just putting my big girl pants on and just saying, don't be a dick.
Wow.
And not going to tolerate it. Yeah.
Wow.
Which is completely hilarious. Yeah. Leaders Leo is coming out.
Oh, no, I don't want to ignore. No. Okay, sorry.
Sure.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah. Jeffrey.
Sorry. I'm typing stuff quick.
You're typing.
Okay. Chat room stuff. Do we have anything from the chat room? I mean, Az has been throwing jokes up, but I don't want to waste them all.
Bob's busted.
Yeah, Bob's busted. That'll.
Bob's busted. Yeah. I don't think so. Oh, we did have all the things that you want to mention in a minute.
Okay. What do you want to do that now?
Sure. Okay, so I'll do the first one. So who posted this? Did Zorts post this one?
No, this, Dur sent these to me.
Oh, okay, all right.
Just now?
All right. So, Zorts's tombstone. Zorts, I haven't read this, so I don't know what it's saying. All right, here we go. Here lies Zorts the Great. Stepped on the gas instead of the brake. Or a tombstone for all those irons who died due to a DC. He said, no net, and you no fear. He made a mouse click and wound up here.
That was funny. I like that one. Poor Zorts. Hell picking on Zorts.
Zorts, oh my gosh. We love you, Zorts. Wow. Oh, that's very cute. We believe in you.
As he posts in the chat, I can't believe I got fired from the calendar factory. All I did was take a day off.
Yeah. There was a couple others he did too.
Yeah, but I don't want to waste them. See, Azzy, you gotta pace it, man. Pace it.
I know. Might need to copy and paste those for next week.
Okay. So I totally know how I bring this in. I bring this in all the time, and I don't know how to bring it in anymore. So I'm just going to go with it. Thank you for everybody that supports us on Patreon. I think that's how I don't know. It does help. We do have a... Oh, man. Wow. Wow. We have a tier. We have a tier. Right, we have a tier. I swear, it's like, what? I don't know what's going on. We have a tier. If you do $5 or more to help us per month, to help pay for the server costs, we will read your name on the show. So this month, we have Asylum, Awesome Trousers. See, it's not Azzy Loon. I got you to even say that, and that was funny. Bart H, Cell, Never Died, Fair, God. Gotrick, Calamoon, Lissan, Pandora, Zaya, and Anonymous. Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you very much. Grats. Well,
thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Grats. I was just automatic response. Grats. Well, thank you. I meant thank you, everyone. It
definitely helps.
That is lovely. Yeah.
Our server cost is $225 a month, and I think we're at 99 a month right now. So if we can get up to 200, the goal is to get up to 200, and then I can take down the single ad. Like, the only reason why I have the ad up is to help to get some money to pay for the server, and that's it. So once we can get up to that point, then we're okay. The other thing, I got an email from someone. That it didn't get picked up by my spam filter. And I'm kind of on the fence on whether it's real or not. But they're asking if, but they're asking if we would sell advertising space. And I haven't replied, and I don't think I'm going to reply because it's, I think it is a spam thing, but I did want to bring this up that I don't know if I feel comfortable, selling advertising space like that. Like, that's not why I have the ad up. Like, if I were to sell the advertising space when we still have the ad, I mean, I guess, but if we get to the goal and we don't have that ad anymore, I am not selling advertising space. Like, it drives me nuts, right? Because I mean, I want to see my site, right? And that's where it is. I don't want all the other stuff, right? So, if it's a normal email, and you really were interested, sorry, but I don't think that's really right for us. If you do want to support us. I don't know if it's necessarily a way to support us. It's probably a way that they want to advertise something for themselves. I don't know if we're really necessarily the right avenue. If you are doing WoW related stuff, I will help you out free. Like, it doesn't mean like I'm going to play your stuff all the time, but I will help you out as much as I can. Just, I don't know if I just don't think like an ad spot on the website is a good thing for us.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, somebody might change my mind, but that's just how I feel right now. So, thank you to everybody that does support us. You can. Oh, actually, that actually reminds me. So we, now that I'm done the ALS thing, we are officially a affiliate with Twitch. So we're not a partner, but we were offered an affiliate thing, which means that for every bit that you cheer. It's a thing, I don't know. For every bit that you cheer, it's a penny that comes to us. You have to pay for the bits, and that's how Twitch gets money. But every time you use one of your bits for us, we will get a penny of that. So, I mean, it's not like we're going to be like, oh, lots of money, but it does help. And
money.
Eventually, from what I understand, Twitch will be giving affiliates the power to get subscribers. Grief counseling. Well, that's Stir. It's not me. So as an affiliate, you're supposed to be able to get subscribers. We don't get that yet, but it's going to be the same thing as Patreon, where it's $5. I think that's what the fee is, and that goes to Twitch, but then we get a cut of that. So we're gonna figure something out like that. It's not yet. So, yeah, I think that's it. Sorry. Our next show is Saturday, May 27th, 7 p.m. Eastern time. It's just Sunday, May 28th, 9 a.m. Future Girl time, which is 1 a.m. Central European time. And we'll be joined by Rogue Slayer. She'll be coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Find out what she's been up to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, this is a short show this week. So thanks, everyone.
We're just behind by like 25 minutes. And that 25 minutes is the guest part. So it's not like super short. It's not like we had like a half hour show.
No, I know. But you know, you get used to, we've been doing some long shows. So it feels a bit weird to be like, well, we're at the end of the show now. It's weird.
You're used to, it's a bit of a stretch.
I don't know. Sometimes I can see your brain working and I'm like, oh, stone.
What?
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. Where people can find us. Let's talk about that. So don't forget, check out wowchallenges.com. You can contact us, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. We have a Twitter, which is @wowchallenges. And we have the Discord server, which is tinyurl.com/wowchallengesdiscord.
Okay, hold on. And with that, you have to put that into a web browser. You can't put that into the Discord app. It won't find us. So you've got to go put that into a actual web browser, and then that will open up the app, and you can go in from there. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lita should stream a squirt day. Oh, maybe not. I don't think you're allowed to.
Yeah, why can't you? There should be no reason why. People have done squirt days, like videos.
Oh, I know.
When squirts up. Because she's up every 15 days, so. Wow.
I just don't know if it's appropriate for most of our audience.
It's pet battling. So any challengers can't do pet battles. So it would not be appropriate for any of our challengers. Exactly.
Right.
Just saying. Right. Anyway, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/wowchallenges. You can check out the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. And don't forget to come catch us live every week. We are live on twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
All right. You can find me, I'm going to do it in my voice, on Twitter at Stonegrasp. That's STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your single stone. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, where we actually stream that live on Twitch as well, on Thursday mornings at 6 a.m., which is 8 p.m. for you, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it is right. 8 p.m. for me. That's correct. All right. Thank you for that, Stone. Don't forget, you can find me on Twitter. LETAWOW. And I also have Behind the Avatar, as well as Adventures in Azeroth with Stone, which is awesome. And you can check out Chaos Portals episode 100, which will be up, I don't know when, but it was recorded this morning. Cool. And I got to go talk to MacGyver and LeGrayson and hang out with some of their special guests, which was, can I just say, one of my most favorite people, Matthew Rossi. He is amazing. He is just amazing. His brain and Warcraft lore is, yeah, just wow. Just wow. That's all I can say. So that's a lot of fun. Big thank you, as always, to Mark Honan for our wonderful intro. We always like to say thank you to him. Mark Honan, you can find on Twitter, which is Mark Honan Wow, or check him out as well on Torrin Think Tank that he co-hosts with the lovely Jules. Other than that, yes, I could stream it to the other show, Nisi, but I don't stream. And Squirt Day is not going to be up for another 14 days. So, and whether there's going to be a Super Squirt Day, I don't know, because we had the perfect storm yesterday, and I don't think it's going to happen again this year. There you go. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yep. Okay. thanks for listening, and I don't know. I've got nothing.
Nisi said plenty of time for me to set it up then. Yeah. There's Bob.
Yep.
Pouncer, the one who can. Did you ever see that? Sorry, I was just thinking then, from Beaches, they have a cat called Pouncer. And yeah, that's what it just reminded me of, that putting that big shot of Bob up. Anyway, Stone wants to know, is that a wireless mouse?
There you go. There you go. I kind of see the wire coming out.
No.
I guess
No, not looking. not looking at all.
Okay. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, chat room.
Yeah, because we're still recording the show, you know. Thank you, chat room, for coming in and watching all the nonsense and listening to it and dealing with Lita and how she's crazy and all that stuff. Really weird. I don't know. I don't know how we deal with it. Thanks for watching. See you all next week.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita.
Copyright 2017.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.